Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we celebrate all things Ariana Grande. We explore some fun facts, we take a walk down memory lane with her entire discography, we explore the history of her exes, and whether or not Sweetener is her best album, and how she'd compare to Mariah in her prime. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hello, Corey.
Hello, good day to you, Tyler, and to whoever might be listening to this in this moment.
Okay. So you know who is listening? Ariana Grande.
Oprah.
And Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah, how is harvest season going? That Corey sent me this morning. I got a push notification on my watch. Corey has sent you an Instagram story. And I thought, okay, this is going to be a meme. This is going to be him making fun of a gay. It's going to be something.
I would never make fun of any gay.
Please. And lo and behold, it was a story on Oprah's Instagram.
It was
stories.
A hard post.
It was. Oh, it was a hard post?
Yeah.
Oh, we call it the main stage.
It was the main stage.
Some things are just.
What do you call it?
So, well, if it's something's on the Instagram stories, that's kind of untucked.
Oh, okay.
And if something makes it to the main stage, are you having trouble over there?
I'm just looking for my lower lumbar support with this couch that I'm sitting on. Are you okay over there?
Well, I'm okay. Anyway, yeah, Corey sent me
lumbar
support? Corey sent me Oprah doing what? Harvesting.
Gardening, I think.
I was recently harvesting meat off of a chicken.
Okay.
I was...
And? How'd the harvest go,
I felt
sis?
All I could think of the entire harvest was your dad.
Well,
I
you know, he's butchers, got that good butchering skillin' skills.
I thought butchers really have the chutzpah.
Yeah.
Because I was breaking bones with my hands.
I know what you're talking about. I almost like FaceTimed in for that because I was thinking.
You want
to
see
head,
a picture?
I was thinking in my head, he's not going to know where the joints are to cut up this bird.
Do you know about giblets?
I am familiar with
is
the giblets.
Is that a character on Full House?
That's Kimmy Gibbler.
Right.
Kimmy Giblets.
Kimmy Giblets. No, did I send you this picture or no?
No, I haven't received word from you in days.
Oh, well, okay, wait, hold on, please.
I wasn't sure if you were dead,
this
if
is
you
what,
were alive.
This is what I made.
I'm going to watch the video since. I hate that.
Can you hate it. Don't describe what you're looking at, but describe the emotions it makes you feel. And you want me to zoom in on what I made?
Makes me feel... Guys, because I don't know if this podcast is coming out before or after this YouTube video, but
right.
I saw it on his calendar and I thought, you ain't right. You ain't Christian.
It ain't Christian. I do
wonder
it
makes
wonder
me
if...
feel sad.
Look
it makes
at,
me
look
feel
at what's up.
Nervous.
Yeah.
It's the different kind of nervous. Sad and nervous.
Well, dinner is going to be served tonight. That's...
Filet mignon.
Marinating, my dear.
Is that marinating?
Are we going to talk about what we're going to talk about?
I mean...
There's a lot to talk about. Well, we really should shut the fuck up.
I can't believe you wasted 3 whole minutes.
Well, that's 3 minutes that we're going to take
happy.
Off of talking about Dangerous Woman. And that's the tea.
Are you kidding?
So
Dangerous
today,
Woman is my favorite album.
Okay, hold
hers.
That thought. Today we're going to be discussing, because it is the what? Sickening.
It is the Tuesday.
It is the Queen's episode, the Queen's edition of who?
Ariana Venti.
Miss Ariana Grande.
What are other coffee sizes?
Tall.
What, is it really?
Ariana Tall.
You know I don't know this.
Ariana Short.
No, Pequito? Pequeño?
Pequito.
You know, I was just in Mexico. I don't know what the opposite of grande is.
Big. Grande means big.
What's the opposite of it in Spanish?
Tall.
Pequeña. I think it's pequeña.
Ariana Pecani. Pecani.
You nailed it.
So
Ariana Pecani.
Who have we done Queen's Editions for before?
Bitch, I don't know.
Ugh, you're really
Katie,
helpful.
Gaga, Kesha,
maybe
Taylor.
Carrie Underwood?
Nope. Oh, and she's got an album coming this fall, so.
Stay tuned. Our little Underwoodies.
Overbiters is what she calls our fans.
No.
The opposite of Underwood is overbite.
Like an Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah.
Sometimes
so back to the main stage.
You know, I used to think that I was hot when I would do that.
I still
give myself an underbite.
I still think you I would think you're for hot.
I do sometimes when I'm kind of giving it to the camera or to the mirror, if I'm on one and I'm giving myself a mirror little pep talk, I give myself an underbite. And I think, damn, he's sexy.
Let's try smiling at a dog like that the next time you want to practice it on someone. See how the dog responds.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm not a dog, bitch.
Dog, bitch. Redundant.
Wow. So, Ariana Pequeno.
So, a little backstory on Ariana Grande. You've pulled up some fun facts. Let's see if any of them are actually fun. She is from Boca Raton, which means mouth of the rat.
Yeah.
Now, if that ain't a little on the nose. God, the simulation is...
I think that's what they also say about Jackson, Michigan.
Mouth of the rat.
No, that's asshole of the rat.
Birthplace of the Republican Party.
No, they made them take the signs down.
Well, mouth of the rat... Would you consider Ariana a rat?
I wouldn't. I mean, listen, I didn't name Boca Raton. I just wrote it down.
Full name, Ariana Grande Butera. What is Butera?
Maybe it's Butera.
Is that another cup size? Only time will tell. She's a Cancer, which means something. I don't know anything about cancers.
Oh, I love cancers. My mom's a Cancer, Danette. What?
Two bad bitches.
You're just ripping right through all of these fun
facts. Well, bitch,
facts.
We got things to get through. She was born in 93. Does that make her...
Younger than you?
Younger than me? The studies the verdict is out.
Remember that one time when you texted me and you go, okay, so if I was born at 89 and they were born at 87, are they younger than me?
I didn't ask you that.
You did.
That's not something I
And I thought, wow.
No.
My friend. The genius.
I have asked you... You know what I did discover through you that I will admit is dumb of me? 6'12". It's not a height.
No, it's not.
Or 5'12".
I thought you were going to say your underbite smile, but I guess we'll go with 6'12".
Right. So she used to be a Broadway queen.
Was she ever on Broadway or was that in like a kid's play?
Who knows?
Fort Lauderdale's Children's Theater is not Broadway.
No need to drag her. Fort Lauderdale's Children's Theater. I mean, that's where most stars are born. Speaking of which, Star is Born is coming soon.
Yeah. Back to Ariana Grande.
She has 8 dogs.
8. 8. Grammy, Emmy, Tony.
Oscar. Oh, wait. So it's Grammy, Emmy, Tony, Oscar, Kids' Choice, Peoples, Webby, Streamy, and that's it.
They're Webby and Streamy.
Webby
right.
and Streamy are her less loved dogs.
Yeah. So
Peoples,
are
though. Peoples the dog.
Hold on.
Do
I'm
they have names?
Who? Her dogs?
Yes.
I don't know. I just knew that she had 8 dogs.
Well.
I think...
You know, her and I have a lot in common. She used to dye her hair every week when she was in Victorious. Have you ever seen an episode of Victorious?
I thought she was in a show called Cat and Sam.
Honestly, I don't really know what she was up to back in her youth. I didn't know she was... Is she Disney or Nickelodeon?
Oh, I don't... You know. Being born in 93...
I'm pretty sure Nickelodeon.
Being born in 93 really puts her out of my, like, age range as far as knowing what a tween was up to.
Well, she's... Is she a
millennial?
I was
here for Boy Meets World and, like, Snick. Did you ever get down with Snick?
I got down with Snick. You know, I was very down with Stick Stickley, bitch. The original Skinny Legend.
It's because you bottomed for Stick Stickley.
What was the first thing on your ass again?
New York City, New York State, Stick Stickley.
02134, send it to Zoom.
10108.
Right.
I wonder if Stick still gets mail.
At least tax.
No. So what we've learned is Fort Lauderdale's Children's Theater is not Broadway.
Right. And she has no middle name.
Nope. Just Ariana Grande.
Ariana Runpop.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear Ariana Runpop, I think of the runs. And I don't mean to be that girl, but I get a visual of Nikki talking about...
Because you love a poop joke.
No, I don't. And you know I don't.
You love a poop joke. You're just such elevated humor.
So let's talk about her music career. She's really transitioned from Nickelodeon
she's
star.
She's really transitioned from yours truly to
Nickelodeon?
A Dangerous Woman.
Or was she Disney? I'm on her Wikipedia and I really can't figure it out. Ariana Grande. Oh, I'm on her discography. That's
yeah.
why. Let's see. She was
Nickelodeon. Victorious?
Yes, Nickelodeon.
Was on...
Who else was a Nickelodeon star?
Bitch. You think I can name
a child star of Nickelodeon? Because most were Disney.
Lori Beth Denberg.
And where did she go?
Keenan and Kel.
Okay, SNL.
Keenan just got nominated for an Emmy, I thought I heard.
Bitch, you better
Speaking
work.
Speaking of Teen Choice Awards.
You know, I lost my Teen Choice Award this year. I just found out.
What do you mean?
Well.
Is it like the Hollywood star you're supposed to keep paying for it?
No, what?
Your Hollywood star, you have to pay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your star. Hollywood square. I would love to be on a remake of Hollywood Squares.
Wow. Would you? I feel like you would not even go to the first taping.
I would be the Gilbert Godfrey.
I feel like you couldn't be bothered to even show up. You and Whoopi
What
aren't
I love
be
about
there.
Hollywood Squares is you save half your budget on wardrobe because you never have to stand up.
Well, sometimes they did. Wasn't Whoopi the center square?
Center square, baby.
Who was the original center square? A man? A white man, probably.
You know what? You better go off. Okay, back to Ariana Grande. She came out with her first album when?
2013.
Is my guess. What were you doing in 2013?
2013. August 30th, 2013. What do you think you were doing?
I had just moved to Los Angeles, I think.
No, we moved in 2011. Oh. I thought you were
you fucking
San
piece of shit. You don't know shit.
Wow.
I guess my question is, what was the first song you think you knew by Ariana?
I think
her first single was what?
The Way. Well, according to this Wikipedia article, it says it was The Way. That was my first big knowledge
Featuring
of her.
Miss Mac Miller.
Mr. Mac Miller.
Well, if you're nasty.
Her ex.
So, okay, I don't mean to be like this right off the bat.
Yeah, go.
But does every album have a song with or about, like, with or titled of her ex? So yours truly has Mac Miller. My Everything
Big
Sean.
But I think
Dangerous Woman.
She dated Big Sean?
Oh, baby, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no. Unless
Dangerous Woman, Iggy Azalea.
Unless she dated Macy Gray or Lil Wayne. Then no, not Dangerous
Or Nicki
Woman.
Minaj.
But Sweetener has, you know, Pete Davidson. The track.
The 90-second track.
God bless him.
I can't believe you just wrapped up her whole album career
No,
in
we're,
two
we'll
minutes.
Go back. We'll go back.
Was she dating Mac Miller when they recorded The Way, or did they meet because of The Way? And speaking of The Way, have you heard Fastball's The Way? It's a great song.
Will you sing me a few minutes of it? I love Fastball.
We don't have the rights, baby.
Baby, I.
You know Fastball was the opener at my first concert.
I love Baby I.
Sing it.
We don't have the rights. Baby I.
If you were a true fan.
What I will say about her first album.
Okay.
Yours truly.
I've got opinions on it.
I've got opinions.
Yep.
Honeymoon Avenue is her best song she's ever recorded.
Wow.
And that is... fact.
But I think Piano is better than Honeymoon Avenue on that
first
album.
I was thinking about Piano this morning. I think Piano is an oddball song. It should have been a Target song edition.
You know who's really doing well with Target promos right now?
Tell me.
Meghan Trainor.
I love Meghan Trainor.
I do too, but I mean, all of her songs are
We're
Target.
Doing a Queens edition about Meghan Trainor, so you better tighten your seatbelt.
Didn't the album come out when
no,
we were on
it
our
hasn't
Honeymoon
come out
Avenue?
Yet. No, it hasn't come out yet. I would really like a Honeymoon Avenue and Highway Unicorn.
Wow.
Crossover.
Somebody wants
highways, avenues.
I think I remember seeing a tweet after our Kesha Queens episode that said we weren't allowed to do Queens episodes unless they had at least four albums.
Well, whoever said that can actually fuck off. That's probably the same person that said, you guys don't know how to focus on a topic. Speaking of which, focus on me. Not a good single.
Are you kidding? It was a...
We'll get there. We'll get there.
It was her
single. The singles of yours truly, The Way, Baby I, and Right There.
Yeah. I really can only sing The Way. Because I think she just picked the wrong singles off of the first album.
I'm not going to argue with you there. Baby I is kind of a bop, but I think you're right on that.
I mean, really, she should have went with Honeymoon Avenue,
Honeymoon Avenue.
Popular song. I'll even go Daydreamin'.
Better Left Unsaid is the song.
Off of Yours Truly?
Yes. Do you know that song?
I don't even know if I can sing it. I'm going to write it down right now so I listen to it on my flight home.
It really picks up. It accelerates. Her mom thinks it should be on every tour. I agree with her. Have you watched the video of her mom?
I thought you were going to say her mom thinks it should be on every album. And I was like, okay, Radar by Britney. Calm down.
Contractually, it should be. Have you seen the video of her mom talking about all the songs that should be... that she should perform on her tours?
I would love that to be my job, is to pick what songs someone's going to perform.
It's a clip of her mom. Her mom didn't realize somebody was recording her, and they're like hanging out in bed or something. And her mom's like, and what the fuck ever happened to Piano? Piano got paid dust, blah, 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 blah. I very much identify with that video.
Piano did get paid dust. I don't even know what paid dust means.
It means like it didn't get the respect it deserved.
Oh, wow.
Honeymoon Avenue, Tattooed Heart. I agree with you. Popular song is fun because I liked Mika.
I feel like you really tried to shove yours truly down my throat back in the day. You were like, you need to get on board with this biatch.
It was good.
She's an Ariana Grande tall.
Yes.
Venti.
Venti. You need to listen to Better Left Unsaid.
I guess.
It's very, very good.
Well, you tell my Siri to remind me later.
Almost Is Never Enough is a good little ballad. I was very impressed with Nathan Sykes' vocals. Nathan Sykes from The Haunted.
Is that him?
Yes.
So, you know,
he really was good on that.
Billboard does that like music video evolution thing. And I saw they had a video of that. And I thought, I don't know who you are. I don't know what song this is.
Daydreaming is also very good.
I said
that. This whole album, I'm telling you what. Okay.
Is it your favorite Ariana Grande album?
That's Better Left Unsaid. I don't know quite yet. We have to get through this.
Debuted at number one.
As it should have.
Do you think Frankie Grande has a middle name?
Let's wait for the Frankie Grande Queens edition. Can we please?
Oh yes, we'll wait.
Should we wait till he gets here? He's coming in today.
Is he?
To help. He's going to
He's got opinions on his sister.
Well, don't we all? I was about to go off about one of my sisters. Anyway, so her next album came out when...
Frankie does have a middle name, by the way. So her next, I noticed
1 year later, minus a week.
I was like, I put the dates right there for you, babe.
1 year later, minus a week, we have the second album from Miss Ariana Grande. The fact that her first album went number one, very impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
We stan.
Yeah.
Off the bat. Because I think she, I
part
kinda,
of me is like, I stan. Part of me is also like, you have good marketing team that just knows when to release
an
album.
She is very... Yes, because she's like, very
you know
tuned
how many
in and plugged in.
Number one albums Rihanna didn't have, and it was just because she released the same week as someone else that was like big.
I think artists are now a little bit less afraid to be like, never mind, it's actually going to be this week. Like, they've realized it doesn't matter, and they can kind of hop around until they find the slot when they're up against nobody.
Right.
Not that Ariana does that. But
well, no, I think her and Nicki were both supposed to release their albums on the same date, and then they switched them.
Ooh. Did Nicki debut at number two too?
She did.
You heard all about that.
She's really fallen off in the Twitter.
A lot.
I thought, girl, just thank your fans for buying your album. Who cares if it was number one?
We'll talk about her later. So album number two, My Everything.
Yeah, was it?
It was good. I mean, my thing with My Everything is I'm distracted mainly by the artwork. How does one sit like that? Try it. Go on.
I've got to scroll up. I got to close the Victorious.
And she's sitting on a stool and she's sitting like that on her calves.
Didn't you see that guy who tweeted the thing about like, look, proof that it can't be done?
Right.
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 And proof that it can't be done. You can't sit like that.
I have a question. Was her first album nominated for anything?
I was just on her awards. No. She hasn't won a Grammy.
I think that is problematic and wrong.
Well, you know what? There's a few people who haven't won Grammys, and it's problematic and wrong.
My Everything was nominated for a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album. Just nominated, didn't win. Just like me and my Teen Choice Award this year.
Wow.
So let's talk about the track list. We got Problem with Iggy.
I think this album, she really did a good job picking her singles.
Okay, so take me through the singles.
The singles for My Everything were Focus. Well, no, I'm sorry. Were Problem, Break Free, Bang Bang, Love Me Harder, and One Last Time. Incredible.
Love Me Harder. Oh, with The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Will you love me hard?
Dun, dun, dun,
and then what's the last single? Sorry.
One Last Time, which on the way down today when I was flying, they played
this
in the airport.
Bop.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, if I had to get rid of one since you asked, Love Me Harder is not for me. I'm not a Weeknd stan.
Wow.
Oh, wait. She dated The Weeknd, didn't she? Or wait, I think she dated Selena Gomez. We're getting everyone mixed up.
You think she dated?
There we know. Well, maybe, actually. No, The Weeknd dated Selena Gomez. Never mind. Ariana didn't do that. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. All you got to do is go to stitchfix.com/psycho, tell them your sizes, you fill out a little survey, it's super quick and easy. I actually had a lot of fun doing it because it's like you just pick things that are cute, and you're like, oh, I would wear that, I wouldn't wear that, it's easy. And then you'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. It's kind of like a personal shopper without having to do anything, and you get surprises in the mail. Then you get to try them on, pay for only what you love, return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. There's no subscription required. All you gotta do is sign up and get your fix when you want. The styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. If you want to get started now, all you gotta do is go to stitchfix.com/psycho, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/psycho to get started today. Thank you again, Stitch Fix, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at Psychobabble. Again, stitchfix.com/psycho. Songs that should have been singles on my everything that weren't.
I actually think she really nailed it with the
I
song
think she
choices.
Nailed it. There's not a lot here that I'm looking at that I'm thinking, wow, that really missed the mark.
Right.
The intro was a good intro. I was just arguing with somebody on Twitter.
I'm so not here for an intro ever.
I was just arguing with somebody on Twitter that I don't know about what's the best first song on Ariana Grande album.
Oh.
So we got, you know, intro. We've got Honeymoon Avenue, which obviously is my pick because it's Honeymoon Avenue. It's the best song on any album.
You really like
Moonlight.
I remember you getting excited over this Raindrops one. And I thought,
Raindrops is good, but like,
cares?
It's not the one for me. It was produced by Max Martin.
If your song,
can you explain how?
If your song is less than 3 minutes long, I don't really have time for it.
How is Raindrops, an acoustic song produced by Max Martin?
Bitch.
Doesn't production, isn't that just the beeps and the bops and the whoops?
I don't know. Maybe he's a lyricist now.
No, that's called the writer.
I don't know.
We'll get to that, I guess.
I guess go off. You're real mad.
My everything, we stan.
I like it. So here's my thing.
The
I
Break
think
Free
those...
music video didn't really do that.
We're not talking about her videos, are we?
Why?
I've yet to see her have a video that's done that.
Oh, wow.
Actually, and I really think my favorite Ariana Grande video might be The Light Is Coming.
I like that video.
I like that
I
video.
I really do, actually.
My only problem is the one part where she pulls her skirt down and I think she breaks character.
You think
I told you that when I saw it.
Well, I like Break Free for the aliens of it all. You know that.
No,
it's a little Nickelodeon.
It's a little Cat and Sam Victorious.
Right.
I think.
What's the problem music video?
Oops, I did it again. Did it better.
What's the problem music video?
With
what's
Iggy?
The Love Me Harder music video? I don't even know.
I've put them all in the Power Hours. I could probably actually tell you. Did you know in the Way video, it's a lot of her jumping around in balloons with Mac Miller?
I haven't caught that one, I don't think. So, this
the
was a good
video
album.
Video is just like her dancing with Iggy. It's a lot of, what's it called? I feel like triangles.
You say Bang Bang is on this album? I don't see it anywhere. Is it a deluxe? Oh, it's the deluxe edition, I see.
Yeah. They all put it on their album. I think Nicki didn't have an album, but I think Jesse and Ari both did because there was big drama over whose single it was.
Baby I had first.
Baby I. We were
baby
there.
Baby I.
Baby I.
Oh, you were there
baby
too.
Baby I was there too.
Should I tell that story? Or is that?
Wow. We're supposed to be celebrating the queens, not shading.
There's no shade. I just, maybe I won't tell that story because I feel like it's just.
You are really living on the edge. You're being quite the dangerous woman.
Speaking of which, let's make our way to album number 3. I loved this
album cover.
It's my favorite album cover that she's put out.
You're really into looking at this album artwork.
Well, I think it really sets the tone for the era.
Let me look.
It's giving me
Yeah, all you had to say was like
sexy,
the rabbit.
Slutty playgirl. Like owning her sexuality.
Did you know with Sweetener, this is the first album that's not just like
black and white
grayscale?
I thought about that today.
Wow, brave.
I thought about that today and it actually disturbed me.
I actually think between.
I don't like when an artist does not carry through the traditions that they start. Like,
so you think
Adele
has
should,
to name
yes.
every album for the rest of her life after her age?
I think it's a missed opportunity if you don't.
Wow.
I think to have an entire discography from age 19. To 60 something, 70 something, wherever
I think
she, however long she wants
only
to.
Gonna live till 60.
I don't know how long she'll want to keep working, but if she were to have like her whole discography be like that, like a catalog like that, I think that is iconic.
Yeah, I would love that.
Anyway,
let's have it.
Dangerous Woman.
Dangerous. Well, the first three albums, I think they really just kept increasing, getting better, and then I think she's just peaked at Dangerous Woman.
Oh, well, we'll get to Sweetener in a second. But,
Sweetener, but I think
what were the
I'm just saying
on
as
Dangerous
far
Woman?
As my favorites go,
what were
Dangerous
the
Woman is my favorite Ari album. Singles. Well, don't even get me started on the faux single, Focus.
Yeah, that's not the one for me.
Well, she didn't even end up putting it on the album. They were like, oh, it's a single, and then it debuted at like number 7, and then they're like, oh, okay, it's not the lead single.
I hate when artists do that.
But it did sound a little bit of the...
It debuted at number 7 and they didn't even consider it a single because, like, honestly, Hair on Born This Way
debuted
at
number
6.
Oh, nope, 6. Wow.
And they didn't consider that a single.
Well, that
they
was before
a promotional single.
Well, yeah, that was before the album had even come out, though.
I remember exactly where I was when I first heard her.
I bet you do. So the singles from Dangerous Woman, if you, I count Focus. Because,
I do count Focus.
Focus, Dangerous Woman, Into You, Side to Side, and Every
Slow
Day.
Down. Dangerous Woman.
Into You, Side to Side, Every Day.
Every Day. Every Day.
I really like Every Day.
You know,
despite the fact that it's not spelled how it should be.
Let's actually give you a little soapbox. Who has wronged us all?
Lots of people. Jesus.
Every Day by Ariana.
Yeah, it should.
Every
it's
Time
two words.
By Ariana. Again. Every Time.
Ariana.
Every Time by Britney. Yeah. Every Time by Cascada.
Yeah, I say Cascada, but Cascada. Whatever.
Y'all.
They need to know it's not.
Clippy.
I mean,
are you familiar with Clippy?
The Clipper. Clipper. Clip.
Clippy, the paperclip that will help you in Microsoft Word if something's misspelled.
Well, this is just like when Pink puts like "you" in all of her songs, or "you are,"
you and.
I don't
your
mean to be
hand.
Such a grammar police. I'm sure I spell things wrong all the time. But if I were going to put out an album, I would make sure it was the correct usage of Every Day.
I'm not arguing.
She's just not using it right.
So the best single she's ever put on out is on this album.
You think?
Into You.
Wow.
Into You is the supreme, it is her best contender for a legendary pop song in the zeitgeist. I'm sorry.
It really, really is.
Into You is that song for me. I think it will be her...
Number 13.
I think it will be her Toxic, you know? It will be her...
Toxic won Britney a Grammy. What did Into You do?
I know. That's all. What did Into You do?
I just think Into You didn't have its moment because somebody like rushed and said that radio wasn't playing it. And then they were like, quick, let's just make Side to Side a single because it's got Nicki.
Side to Side is a bop. I give it that.
Yeah, it's one of her biggest songs. I think it's her most played on Spotify.
I believe that. Is the Macy Gray feature good? Leave Me Lonely. I know you stan Macy Gray.
Listen, if you want a good Macy Gray song, it's called Sexual Revolution.
That is a good song.
And that is what...
It was featured on whose album?
On Macy's album.
Right. It's New Better/Forever Boy. Do you like...
I don't even think I've ever heard that.
It's a long one. It's two songs and it's just mashed into one.
I hate two songs mashed into one, and you should know that about me.
I hate wasted blank space music track. Time. Wow. Like 6 minutes in between for a hidden track.
Remember when people used to hide tracks?
Hate that. Hate that.
You would never?
No.
I can't believe you would never hide a track.
So, Dangerous Woman, good.
Great.
I'm happy with it.
I loved it.
Greedy is good. What's that song you were just saying that with
I'm gonna
Focus?
Tell-
what I don't think I liked about Focus was it didn't utilize Ariana's
Focus
voice the core. If you are making an Ariana Grande song, I will go off. If you're making an Ariana Grande song and you do not utilize her the full potential of her vocals, you're wasting my time, you're wasting her time.
Wow.
You're wasting America's time.
Wow. If that's how you feel,
if you have Mariah Carey 1994's voice in the room and you just want her to whimper, bye.
Listen, mix it up. Put it down, flip it, and reverse it.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to also say that Be All Right, Greedy, and Bad Decisions are all wonderful songs. And I wish all three of those would have been a single. She could have just had 10 singles on this album.
Be All Right is good. And which other one?
Greedy. Which, you
Greedy
know.
Greedy is a single.
Greedy wasn't a single.
Greedy!
No, you're thinking of it because they did it on Drag Race. The Valentina moment.
Oh my God, that wasn't a single?
I still get triggered.
That wasn't a single.
They play it at High Tops in San Francisco, and I always think, you're really triggering these gays right now.
That wasn't a single.
No.
When it was one of the most iconic, maybe in the top five most iconic lip sync moments, not best lip syncs, but most iconic lip sync moments. Wow.
And Bad Decisions, I love.
Yeah.
Those are all bops.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So now you understand why I stand Dangerous Woman.
I didn't say you shouldn't.
I also think it was weird that Dangerous Woman's her only album that she didn't put out in August.
Now, did Dangerous Woman go out number one?
No. Number two. And it's her best album.
Probably because it didn't come out in August.
Probably because she had Focus as the lead single. Wow. All right, Sweetener, here we go.
So Sweetener, it felt like it has been a long time coming. It had a big buildup.
The light is coming.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a lot more R&B than I would have hoped. You know, I'm always looking for like a pop, huge... Huge pop song.
Disagree with that. Like, I feel like all
you think
of
it's
her,
more R&B, or you
no,
don't think it's more R&B?
I think it's right in her alley. Like, you said,
I'm not saying it's not good for her voice. I think she sounds incredible, and it's a really good album. But
no, to me, I don't think she's like. I saw you sent me that tweet of that gay being like, the white gays when they see this album so R&B, and I'm like, this album sounds to me so much like all of her albums. They all, I think, are influenced by R&B.
I think people are misinterpreting, and maybe I am misspeaking by calling it R&B. Maybe it's more just like. Vibey, or like
mood.
Just kind of moody, like
big mood,
like a chill
mood.
Like it's a more chill, like groove, like you groove to it.
I get that.
Like, okay, when you think of REM, and
I don't think of REM.
Oh, I like REM. Okay, so let's just go through it. Raindrops, you don't like an intro song.
No, you're never gonna sell me on an intro song.
I do like that she utilizes her voice in it. She hits notes. She does things.
Who cares about a 30-second like show-off moment? This is like Christina Aguilera.
I do.
Christina Aguilera does these 30-second riffs
every
time she gives an interview.
I want the whole shebang. You know what? I loved...
You listen. We have so many friends now that like work
Madhouse.
In the music biz that are all like, you know how many songs get pulled for an album and they have to narrow it down to 15 songs? And she gives me Raindrops.
I think it's setting
an
the
angel
tone.
Cried.
It's setting the tone. Well, you know, she was trying to use that cloud emoji all the time, so maybe that's the whole zhuzh.
It could be.
I don't know. But I like an intro song. Madhouse on Rihanna's Rated R.
Yeah, you love it.
Iconic.
Paul love it.
So then we got Blazed, Pharrell Williams, How You Feel.
You know that's one of my favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's a little Pharrell heavy for me. As is most of the album.
We were playing dominoes when we listened to this album for the first time.
And I said, put that song back on. I'd like to hear it again. And you said no.
It had a little bit too many like clink clunk doodle doops. Like Pharrell gets a little funky with his production. Do you not feel?
He's all over the whole album.
It's all a little bit like ka-ching and da-ba-doop.
I mean, that's what Timbaland does too.
It's a little
kitchen sink.
It's a little
banging the wrench on the pipes.
Yes, it's a little mix doing her Jamaica.
There you have it. Do you like The Light Is Coming?
The Light Is Coming is good.
I didn't think I liked it, and then now I definitely do like it.
We first heard it when we were on our honeymoon.
Yes, our honeymoon avenue. Yes. And I thought, what a great video.
I don't remember the video.
I just
said that's the one where she's like running through the forest.
And she
pulls her skirt
down.
Yes.
Was she trying to have like a Robin like film a video in a one take moment?
If she was, then I saw through it. Because who's dumb enough not to see like when moments are not continuity. REM I like. It's groovy, and I like there's a lot of really good harmonies in it. I think she's utilizing her voice. You know, that's my number one thing that I want from her. God Is Woman, best song of the era.
You think?
Or wait. No Tears Left to Cry.
I will say, I was at the dentist yesterday, and I was only there for 30 minutes because it's a very quick dentist. There's always get in and get out.
Yeah.
And while I was there for that 30 minutes, the radio played No Tears Left to Cry and God Is a Woman. And I thought, that Ariana rain just won't let up.
Rain
cloud
drops.
Emoji.
God Is a Woman is good. I liked the VMA performance.
I don't like the video. I just don't think she knows how to make a music video.
I was really stoned when I saw that music video, and it was too much for me at the moment. You know when you're so stoned and you look in the mirror and you're seeing yourself for the first time and you're like,
"That's you thought." You were
I was
in
no,
the
I had
Kanye
I was sinking
video.
into my couch watching the God Is a Woman video, thinking, "I don't know right now. I'll come back to it." I closed my eyes for a minute of it because it was too much.
It'll be in the power hour, so don't worry.
Well, I'll open my eyes for that minute. Sweetener.
I would have to say Sweetener is the worst song on the album.
Are you kidding me? No. It is my favorite song, my favorite non-single on the album.
Are
Easy.
You kidding? It is like lyrically makes my brain itch.
I understand.
Like the way she breaks the sentence structure, everything makes you feel like it is salt. Is that what, you know that's what she says, right?
Uh-huh, I've looked up the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did too. Because I thought, what in the fuck is she saying?
I think she sounds wonderful on this song. I think it is the closest we're going to get to it seems a little more like show tunesy, Broadway-ish.
Okay.
Which maybe that's why you don't like it.
Yeah, it just makes my brain itch and not in a good way.
That's fine. Successful, I relate. Isn't it so fun to be this young and have so much fun and be successful?
I mean, I would say these are the two songs on the album I just skip right
It's not the one for me, truly, but I love the lyric. I thought she's that bitch right now. She's doing that. I thought, yes, absolutely.
Women, it's the year of the woman.
The hero, the woman. No, I like the lyrics are successful, but it's not. I'm not gonna request it on the radio.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
Every time, how's that one go?
See, I don't know.
See, now we're getting to the territory of I'm like, which one's
no.
That?
See, I like Breathin'. I like No Tears Left
Breathin'
to Cry.
Will be a single, right?
Somebody tweeted that it went number one on iTunes, but I never look at iTunes charts because like,
what is that?
Who can't be number one for at least a minute on iTunes?
Right.
I love Breathin'. I love No Tears Left to Cry. I love Better Off. I love Good Night and Go.
Okay, Good Night and Go. I'm not. I get it. I know that she loves Imogen Heap.
Yeah,
she like has always stand.
I can't believe we disagree so much on this album.
Pete Davidson. Okay, get well soon.
You know I'm
okay.
not here for a
borderline
song.
Okay, Better Off. Okay.
Wow.
I think the album is good. Excited to see
it
where
went
it
number one.
It went number one. So she has what, three number one albums now?
Yeah.
Did
she's doing it.
Dangerous Woman never went number one.
No.
It only peaked at number two and then fell down.
Yeah.
How sad.
This is her best album.
That's sad.
It's her best album.
This is her best selling album of all time.
This one?
For a debut week.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Well, now they add in like streams and shit too.
Okay, so we've talked about the music. We've talked about the singles.
I think we've talked for 30 damn minutes.
Oh, you're done talking about her.
No, I'm not, but I'm just letting you know.
How do you, I mean, as an artist, do you stan, will you continue to stan?
Listen.
Is she better in her prime than Mariah was better when?
No.
In her prime?
No, absolutely not.
If they went
not.
Face to, head to head,
hell
face
no.
to face in each other's primes?
No, hell no.
Go on, talk.
She could never.
Who? Why?
I think people underestimate how iconic Mariah Carey was.
I'm not saying
things
she wasn't iconic.
In the day.
I'm just saying in Ariana's prime versus Mariah in her prime.
I think there are pop stars out now that are better than Ari in her prime.
Who?
Well, I think another episode.
I think Ariana Grande, her vocals, I think she is the
you
best
know.
Vocalist of our generation.
Wow.
And I don't even, she's not even my number one. Wow. Who's better?
Her voice.
Maybe Beyonce, maybe you're right.
Her voice. You know, it took me a while
to get
on.
Actually, the more I think about my sentence, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. It took me a while to get on the Ariana Grande train, and you know I'm here. Break Free was like, I was not having her until Break Free came out. So then I went back and I like dabbled, and now I think I am a fan. I support her. I like her music. I think she's got bops.
I think she
sometimes she needs to enunciate. Sometimes her like,
ooh. Yeah, but that's an easy,
you know,
everyone says that.
You know I don't know the like technical musical terms. Sometimes her voice just doesn't do it for me.
You
I'm just
what?
Like,
everyone's not for everyone.
Why you say you agree?
Except
that's just agree.
Except us. For everyone. One word.
Yeah.
As a person, I think she's great. On the internet, I love following her. I think she's funny. She has a good sense of humor. Oh, we didn't even talk about her duet with Troy. Did you like?
I had a bullet point. I said Troy moment question mark.
I liked the music video. I liked the song.
Listen, I'm ready for Troy's album. I want to see what else is there.
Well, by the time this comes out, this will be out. So maybe we'll have to do it.
Troy's
edition?
Queens edition for two albums and an EP.
You know what? We'll wait.
What about that Trixie EP?
Not Trixie. Oh, wait.
Now, do you have any more tears left to cry?
I do not. Ariana, thank you for your contributions to pop music. I think you do more good than bad.
Absolutely.
When it comes to releases. In fact, almost every release I have been a super fan of. Every single.
Look at you.
Except maybe Focus. Because it just, but it's
it
because
even
it didn't
single.
Utilize her vocals.
It's only on the Japanese edition of that album or something.
Is that true?
That's what I read this morning.
It's on the deluxe album. Oh. You can get it at Target. So there you have that. Or Walmart, it says.
You know what else you can get at Target?
Binge.
I was going to say Binge.
By Tyler Oakley. So, great.
We did it.
Ariana, congratulations.
I hope the fans listen. And tweet us what songs we should be enjoying that were non-singles.
We're going to ask you for our hashtag what? Ariana Queen?
Sure.
Yeah. Hashtag Ariana Queen. Tweet us your favorite Ariana single and what Ariana song we've slept on. Paid dust, if you will.
Paid dust. Piano. It's piano.
We didn't pay a dust. We love paid dust. We do love piano.
Anything else for the children?
Good luck with your lives. I also love Ariana's mom. I just want to put that out there.
Great.
She's funny.
Perfect.
Cool. Have you been to an Ariana Grande concert?
Never.
Neither have I don't
no.
think.
I haven't. I guess we'll have to do it this time around.
I'm in.
I'm not coming here to see her, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Later.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.